Do you ever feel like you're stuck in an endless loop of answering emails and checking off tasks with no time left for the creative work that actually moves your business forward? In this episode, I'm tackling the balancing act. Yes, that fine line between productivity and creativity. How to get done what you need to while still making space for the ideas and inspiration that fuel your growth. I'll walk you through how to prioritize what really matters, structure your time like a VIP, and set up the right environment to keep both your workflow and your creativity thriving. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. If you've ever felt like your days are filled with busy work and the big creative ideas, you know, those ones that actually make your business stand out? Yeah, those. They keep getting pushed to later, then you're not alone. Thanks for joining me, small business owner, and I hope that this podcast episode really resonates with you. I know for me, it certainly did when I was actually taking the time to think about where does my hours go? Where do my minutes go? Where do my days go? It's so easy to get caught up in this never-ending to-do list, right? I mean, after all, running a business comes with a lot. We've got emails, we've got invoices, we've got client questions, we've got a million little admin tasks that just never seem to stop. But when you don't give yourself space to create, you're actually stifling the very thing that helps you grow your business. I want you to think of it this way. Creativity is the soul of your business. It's what makes your offers unique. It's what makes your messaging resonate. And quite frankly, your work be fulfilling. Because if all you do is check off tasks without making time for fresh ideas, it's like you're running on a treadmill. You're moving, but you're not actually going anywhere. So how do we balance the two? How do we make sure that you're getting things done while still allowing that time for creativity to flow? So I want to start with a few steps. Number one is really identifying your real priorities. One of the biggest traps that business owners fall into is thinking that everything on their to-do list is urgent. Now, this might come from my ICU experience as a nurse, but let me tell you, most of what happens in your small business is not urgent. So when I feel this sense of this is urgent and this needs to happen, I often take the time to ask myself this simple question. Is this task making me money or moving my business forward? And if the answer is no, then it's not a priority. It's as simple as that. If the answer is no, it's not a real priority. I once had a client who would spend hours tweaking her website, you know, changing the font colors. Then she'd go into her Google Drive and reorganize things. And to her, she was convinced that this was part of business growth. But when we looked at where her revenue was actually coming from, of course, those tasks weren't making any real impact. So when she was able to shift her focus to client outreach and to improving her offers, that's when she saw the real growth. So one of the biggest challenges in business is it's not a lack of ideas or opportunities. It's the sheer amount of noise. There are always 100 things you could be doing, but that doesn't mean they're all worth your time. Cutting through the noise means getting clear on what actually moves the needle and then tuning out distractions. So as an example, when I was preparing to relaunch the Profitable Small Business Club, I had a choice. I could spend weeks, probably months, tweaking the sales page, you know, for the 10th and the 100th and the how many times, right? Getting caught up in perfecting every little detail. Or I could focus on the actions that would actually drive sales. Things like refining my messaging, engaging with my audience, and making sure that my content was aligned with what my ideal customers needed. So instead of trying to do everything, I had to cut through the noise and just focus on the tasks that would have the biggest impact. So I want you to take a few minutes and take a hard look at your to-do list. What's actually important? And what's just busy work? The more you can eliminate unnecessary tasks, the more time you free up for creative thinking. And if you're unsure how to streamline your focus, don't worry, because that's exactly what we work on in my ops strategy sessions, so that you can stop spinning your wheels and start making real progress. All right, to truly balance productivity and creativity, we need to define our true priorities. And it's easy to get distracted by what feels urgent, but think about what actually drives your business forward. Ask yourself, what are the tasks that, if done right, will yield the biggest return on investment for you? And when you identify these tasks, give yourself permission to let go of the non-essentials. True priorities might not always be the easiest things to check off, but they're the ones that align directly with your bigger business vision. If creativity fuels growth, then nurturing that creativity should absolutely be at the top of your list. I recently had this situation in my business. I was invited to speak at a virtual summit called the Simple Tech Automation Summit. And when I was preparing my presentation for the summit, I realized how easy it would be to push it to the last minute while focusing on other, quote, urgent tasks. But this was a big opportunity to share my message with other small business owners. So instead of squeezing it in between client calls and admin work, I actually scheduled a full day just for writing and refining the talk. That dedicated time not only helped me create a stronger presentation, but also made the entire experience less stressful for me. If I hadn't intentionally set aside time for creativity, I probably would have just rushed through it and missed out on actually making the impact that I wanted. So let's dive into this a little bit further. I want to talk a little bit about time blocking and treating your creativity like a VIP. So have you ever noticed how you'll likely schedule meetings and deadlines, but we rarely schedule creative work? It's just left to when I have time. But you'll never magically have time. You have to make it. So I want you to try blocking out time for creative work like it's an exclusive event, because it is. Maybe it's an hour every morning before checking emails. Maybe it's a half day once a week. Whatever works for you, protect that time like you would a meeting with your best client. One business owner I know treats her creative time like a VIP concert. She turns off all her notifications. She takes time to get her favorite drink prepared. She literally puts a do not disturb sign on her door. And she's just in it and she's ready and she's focused. That's the kind of energy we need to bring to our creativity. So scheduling time for this creativity, it requires a shift in our mindset, right? We need to recognize that without scheduled creative time, it's easy for the demands of our day-to-day business to just swallow up our days. So again, whether it's setting aside time in the early mornings or blocking off a few hours each week, I want you to make sure you're being intentional about it. And remember, if you're feeling like you don't have time for creativity, it's a sign that you need to schedule it more, not less. When you make time for creativity, no matter how busy your week is, it becomes non-negotiable. I want you to set boundaries around this time, just like you would any other meeting, and respect and stick to those boundaries. And you may find that once you're consistent about carving out time for your creative projects, that these moments actually become sacred and something you look forward to, rather than a task that you kind of push aside. And if you need some guidance on how to schedule your time more effectively, I'm definitely here to help. You can book an ops strategy session with me, which will give you the clarity and the structure you need to create consistent space, both for productivity and for creativity. I'll make sure I link the notes or the link in the show notes. All right, so now we've agreed that we need time for our creative time. We know it's important. We have to put it on our calendars. We all know how easy it is for interruptions to break our flow in the day. So whether it's a phone call, whether it's a Slack message, whether it's a constant ping of new emails, distractions are everywhere, right? And that's why protecting your creative time is so crucial. You've got to put measures in place that guard your creative hours. So like my client did, turn off your notifications. Put your phone in another room if you have to. Use a productivity app that blocks distracting websites and won't even let you go there. And make sure that you tell others around you that during your scheduled creative time, you're unavailable. Set boundaries and communicate your needs. And you'll be amazed at how much more you get done when you are proactive and you're actively protecting that time and space. All right, I want to talk a little bit about time blocking and batching. Now, these are two separate strategies, but they're essential for maximizing your productivity and making room for creativity. Now, I know some of you have probably tried time blocking and batching before and thought, oh no, this is not for me. But I want you to hear me out here first. So let's start with time blocking. Time blocking is the practice of allocating specific blocks of time to specific tasks throughout your day. So by grouping similar tasks together and committing to them for a certain time period, you avoid the mental clutter of multitasking and also help to minimize distractions. So as an example, you can block off the first hour of your workday for deep, uninterrupted creative work, and then switch to a time block for emails or meetings or admin tasks later in the day. Time blocking does not need to mean that every second of your calendar is blocked off for something and you have no flexibility. I want you to allocate certain blocks to specific things so that you can ensure they get done each and every week. That doesn't mean you don't have white space and you don't have flexibility within that. Okay, and then batching. Batching is a technique where you're going to group similar tasks together, again, to reduce the mental energy, right? We spend a lot of energy switching from one thing to another. And if we're constantly doing that day in, day out, week after week, month after month, it's costing us a lot in terms of our mental energy. If you're going to create content, plan ahead and batch things together. So batch your writing, batch your social media post, batch your video recording. Batching eliminates the stress of constantly thinking about what to do next and helps your brain stay in one focused mode. So as an example, recording and producing this podcast obviously takes me some time each and every week, right? But it's also a key part of my marketing strategy. And so I want to make sure that I'm being consistent with it each and every week. So early on, I used to try and, you know, fit it in whenever I had a free moment, which usually meant it got pushed to the bottom of the list. Now I do things completely different. Now I batch my podcast tasks. So I set aside a block of time to brainstorm topics. I set aside another block of time to actually do the recording. And then my VA has a block of time for editing and for promoting. So by treating each of those tasks as an essential business activity, rather than when I have time, I'll do it kind of task, I've been able to stay consistent without it taking over my entire week. I don't have to think about when is my time to brainstorm topics for the podcast. It's already on my calendar. It will come up recurring whenever it needs. I don't have to think about, oh, when this week am I going to record my podcast? And I have to make sure I get it done by... No, it's already blocked out on my calendar. There's certain time for it, and that's when I'm going to do it. So both of these strategies, time blocking and batching, are exactly what I help you focus on in my ops strategy session. I'm going to help you break down your day because your day could look completely different from mine, but I want you to see how you can implement time blocks and batching in a way that works for you so that you can stay focused, you can minimize distractions, and you can make room for creativity. Sometimes the biggest creativity blocker or killer really is being buried in that admin work. But there's good news. There are so many tools that can take some of that off your plate. So we can automate whatever we can. Think email templates, scheduling software, and systems that cut down on that decision fatigue. For example, I use a simple system for content planning. That means I never start from scratch. So instead of staring at a blank screen wondering, what am I going to post? I pull from a running list of ideas that I've already brainstormed. Less time planning means more time actually creating. And if setting up these kinds of systems feels a little overwhelming for you, then I want you to reach out because I'll help you set up the right workflows so you can spend less time on admin and more time doing what you love. I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes my creativity needs a little poke or a little nudge. And I find that instituting small little rituals can help me signal my brain that it's time to shift gears and to start into creative mode. So pick what you like from this. These are just some ideas I thought of. Maybe it's lighting a candle. Maybe it's playing a certain playlist or even changing locations, like moving from your desk maybe to a cozy chair with a notebook or to a local coffee shop, whatever works for you. Maybe it's even outside if it's a nice day. One of my favorite tricks is actually walking. There's something about stepping away from the screen and just going for a walk that's really helped me unlock ideas. And I can't tell you how many times I've solved a problem or come up with a fresh idea while I'm outside for a walk, not sitting at my desk, but actually outside just taking in the world. So give it a try. Let me know what kind of things work for you to set up that stage for creativity. And lastly, your space matters, both digital space and physical space. So I'm sure each and every one of you has had a time when you sat down at your desk and it's a literal mess, right? You've got post-it notes, you've got little pieces of paper, you've got things that don't even belong on the desk. And that's because clutter, whether it's physical clutter or digital clutter, creates mental noise. So take a few minutes to clear your workspace before diving into that creative work. And don't forget about your digital workspace either. A cluttered inbox or disorganized files, you know, in your Google Drive can be just as draining. Now, as a caution here, I don't want you to go down a huge rabbit hole of organizing your whole Google Drive and your whole desk and your office and the whole nine yards, right? Keep it simple. But a 10-minute cleanup and putting things in the right places, whether it's physical or digital, can really go a long way. I remember working with one of my clients, and she was constantly overwhelmed with her inbox, right? She had subscribed to a lot of things, first of all, and just didn't know how to keep the volume down and put things in the right places. So once we set up a simple email system, she felt instantly lighter, and she had more mental space for her creative work. So again, if your environment is adding to your stress, take a few minutes and do a little tidy, do a little organization that can really help set you up for success. At the end of the day, my friends, creativity isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. It's what keeps your business fresh and exciting, and most importantly, profitable. But it won't happen by accident. You have to be intentional about making space for it. So take a minute, look at your schedule. Where can you carve out time for creative work? What tasks can you eliminate or automate? And if you need help figuring that out, book an ops strategy session with me. I'd be happy to help you map out a plan so you can work smarter, not harder, and actually have time for the ideas that make your business thrive. Because when you balance productivity and creativity, you're not just running a business, you're building something that lasts, something that's sustainable. And that's exactly what I want for you. Alrighty, thanks for sticking with me on this episode. I hope you find some time to balance your productivity and creativity. Can't wait to see you next week. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.